Senate confirms Kevin Warsh as Fed chair as BTC slides 2.1%. The U.S. Senate confirmed Kevin Warsh as the next chair of the Federal Reserve, Reuters reported on May 14, 2026. Warsh, a former Fed governor and longtime critic of the central bank's post-2008 balance sheet expansion, takes the gavel at a moment defined by stubborn inflation, climbing oil prices, and a White House openly demanding lower rates. Crypto reacted in the way it usually does to monetary policy uncertainty. As of May 14, 2026, Bitcoin is trading at $79,324, down 2.1% over 24 hours and 2.0% on the week. Ether sits at $2,250 with the same 2.1% daily decline. Solana led the losses at 5.0%, falling to 90.51. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 45, squarely in neutral territory. Total liquidations and ETF flow data for the session were not available at the time of writing. The job Warsh is inheriting. Warsh arrives with an unusually narrow runway. Headline inflation has not returned to the Fed's 2% target. Brent crude has crept back above pre-tariff levels. Treasury markets have priced in a slower easing cycle than the administration wants, and the previous chair leaves with the dot plot showing only one cut over the next 12 months. Two pressures cut against each other. The first is political. The administration has spent the past quarter calling publicly for sub-3% rates by year-end. The second is structural. Cutting into rising energy costs risks unanchoring the inflation expectations the Fed spent the past 3 years trying to re-anchor. Warsh has historically been on the hawkish side of that trade-off. In speeches and op-eds since leaving the Fed in 2011, he has argued the central bank kept rates too low for too long, and that asset price inflation, including in crypto, was a downstream symptom. Markets are reading his confirmation as a tilt away from the dovish path the administration has been pushing for. The transmission line from Fed chair to token prices. There is no single Fed chair to Bitcoin transmission line, but the rough mechanics matter. Crypto trades as a long-duration risk asset. When the market expects rates to stay higher for longer, the discount rate on speculative future cash flows rises, and tokens, mining equities, and high-beta L1s all repriced. The 5% drop in SOL is the most visible expression of that. Solana has been the highest beta name among major L1s for most of the past quarter, and a hawkish Fed surprise hits it harder than it hits Bitcoin. Ether's 2.1% slide tracks. Bitcoin almost exactly, suggesting the move is macro-driven rather than coming from any ETH-specific catalyst. Stablecoin flows are the other channel to watch. A Fed-leaning hawkish keeps the dollar strong, and treasury yields elevated, which is friendly to dollar-denominated tokenized money market products and less friendly to risk-on rotations into altcoins. Recent filings from JP Morgan's tokenized money market fund on Ethereum and Solana and BlackRock's second on-chain fund suggest big issuers are already positioning for a higher-for-longer outcome. Pressure points to watch three near-term signals will tell us how serious the market is about pricing in a hawkish Warsh Fed. The first is the next FOMC statement. Warsh will not chair a meeting immediately, but his confirmation hearing language and any early public appearances will be parsed for tone. A single phrase about patience on cuts can move two-year yields meaningfully. The second is oil. Brent above $90 sustained for more than 2 weeks would force the Fed to acknowledge supply-side inflation in a way it has avoided so far. That would push the first cut further out, which would deepen the current crypto drawdown. The third is global money supply. Aggregate M2 across major economies hit 121.9 trillion dollars in 2026, up $17.1 trillion in 2 years. If Warsh signals tighter U.S. policy, while other central banks continue easing, the dollar gets stronger and Bitcoin's correlation to dollar liquidity turns into a headwind. Cards and on-chain spending angle. For users actively spending crypto, a stronger dollar and weaker token prices change the math on burn-to-spend cards in real time. Cards that auto-sell BTC, ETH, or SOL at the point of sale lock in a lower exchange rate on every transaction during a drawdown. Stablecoin-funded cards avoid that path dependency entirely, which is part of why USDC and USDT card products have been gaining share through 2026. There is no immediate operational change for issuers from a Fed personnel shift. The second order effect, slower easing keeping treasury yields elevated, is what continues to make stablecoin issuer economics look healthy and keeps reserve interest funding the bulk of stablecoin yield programs.